So at work, it would be very inappropriate if somebody's talking to you to start doing this. But you could do this. While you're listening, you could do this. You know, if it's somebody that you have to interact with and you don't feel very comfortable, you could do this. They won't know what you're doing. You don't have to tap and you don't have to speak words if you're in the emotion. So, no, just touching. Yes. And say you're working with somebody who has a headache. Please don't bang on them. Don't do that. That would be bad. Gently touch. Gently. Gently. Okay? It works. You know, for my personality, I like the whole multitasking thing. You know, my hands are busy, my mind's busy, my mouth's busy. Sometimes the mouth has trouble keeping up, but I like being busy. And so it really works for me. Okay? But there are a lot of great modalities. Yes?
I have a question. My husband watches shows that I don't like, and I'm wondering if I would do better to watch them and sit and hold than to avoid them.
You would clear so much stuff you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you would more than likely ruin the shows for him.
Well, if I don't say anything, it's the thing.
Energy's a funny thing.
And if that works, then I would clear it. You wouldn't watch anymore.
Because if you're sitting there with no intention to affect the other person, if your heart is only open without trying to manipulate somebody, you will clear a lot of energy. And if he's there, he's going to be affected. In what you would consider a positive way, but I'm not sure he would agree with that. It affects everybody in your life if you bring your focus to you. If you're busy trying to fix them or tap on them, it's not going to work. But if you clean up your own stuff, you will notice everything around you changes.
Oh, I've got to watch those shows. I'm going to try that. Yeah, it's just those violent shows.
Right. Well, so you're in a family situation or something, and you do you also...
Don't say it.
Use the statement silently, or
don't.
You just sit and hold this, and you just stay.
Because there's already emotion around you, so you don't need any words at all. I'll give it to you a few different ways so you really get this. So there's a psychologist. He gives all his clients country western music. He says, "Go home and tap with this. Think about it. It covers death, animals, foreclosure, repose, divorce, abandonment. Covers all of it. Yeah. So you don't need words. It's just when you're in it. But when you're like in a group or you're tapping with a friend, of course we need words to be on some target and to measure. But the truth is, you don't even have to do that. When I started tapping with Gary's videos, I didn't have many memories. So I didn't scale anything. I just tapped my little heart out. Yes, I did bruise. And sometimes I'd be tapping, and I'd just start wailing. I didn't even know what wailing was until I heard it. And I'm like, oh, that must be wailing. And then I'd be fine again. I'd be laughing. Gary, he heals with great humor. And I never worked on any specific memories. My eyesight, I lost all signs of astigmatism in both eyes in my 40s. I started noticing color more. My eyesight improved in both eyes. I quit grinding my teeth at night. So we only use words and measuring it and results because we have a human mind and we like that. But a lot of people just show up here on Thursday. They look pretty checked out. I don't have to worry about anything, or they're just showing up because they know it works. So you don't need the words if you're in it. So if it's a family event and things are going on, stay focused on what you're supposed to listen to. Just touch somewhere. And the energy will take care of it.
Stay focused on what you're supposed to listen
to. Like if somebody's talking to you, or, you know, don't be trying to sidetrack. And even though I wish they would.
Even though they're wrong.
And I'm right. Because then what would really happen is you would... quickly, you'd start laughing. It would be inappropriate. I don't even really believe it's so much every time you tap, the intention is healing. And now there are millions of people all over the world in many different languages tapping. It's a very profound tool now. So you're just connecting to that vibration. If you guys want to play with this in a simple way, don't you have to be on the phone with somebody you don't like in your work?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there somebody you don't want to talk to sometime? If not, you know, call a relative. Hang on. and just tap while they're talking and watch what happens. You'll be amazed. But don't try to change them. Don't say anything. Just listen and carry on a normal conversation and tap and see what happens. You know, if it's not the tax man, or I mean, there's somebody that, you know, you call, paperwork's wrong, and they connect you to four different people before anybody can help you. Don't you ever? That one still gets me. I have to tap a lot on those. Sometimes I'd just rather be mad, though. But there are things that happen in life. Because no matter what you heal, no matter what you clear, the only way you create desire is through contrast. So there's no, oh, I got it all right. That doesn't happen on planet Earth. There's always going to be, cars are going to break, people are going to mix up things, you're going to forget stuff. It's a human experience of contrast. If you can embrace all that and have a good time, you're set. You're set. And it's a lot easier with tapping. A lot easier.